Among the many natural attractions at Point Reyes National Seashore are the herds of Thule elk, an indigenous species that is the smallest of the three surviving types of elk in North America.
There's the Tamales Point herd at the very top of the seashore, a wild herd that lives behind this fence. Then there's the Limantour Wilderness herd by Limantour Beach. And then there's the Drake's Beach herd in the pastures above Drake's Beach.
But two of those three are problematic just now, explains Allison Hawks. She's an editor for Bay Nature magazine, who's written about the Thule elk in their latest issue, to be published October 1st. The isolated group at the northern tip of Tamales Point has seen their numbers drop by almost half since 2012, for reasons unknown. And while that mystery is troubling, Hawks says the herd may actually benefit from the population reduction.
The population at Tamales Point was arguably too high, and back in 2012 it was 540 animals, which is more than 100 elk per square mile. That's a density that you don't see anywhere else. The decline of that herd probably brought it into more of a carrying capacity for the available space.
While that situation bears watching, a more intractable conflict is flaring up further south, where the free-ranging Drake's Beach group is moving into areas that have long been designated for beef cattle and dairy ranching. The issue right now, Hawks explains, is that drought has curtailed the amount of available forage there.
Those ranchers are running organic operations, which means that they have to let fields lay fallow for certain periods of time. Their cattle and their dairy cows have to consume one-third of their food from the forage material. So having 92 elk out there on pastures has a real potential to disrupt their operations. And they claim that they could be losing their organic certification, which would be a huge disruption in what they're doing.
Fencing off the encroaching elk has been suggested, but Hawks says that's not really practical.
Building more fences at the seashore is probably not something that a lot of people would support in terms of controlling that wildlife. The elk are going to get around that fence. There are some real questions about how you manage elk at the seashore, and there aren't any easy answers.
This comes at a time when the ranching families, whose presence within the seashore was assured when the park was created back in 1962, are uneasy about their future there.
The Park Service has said very clearly, ranching has a place here, it's not going anywhere. But those ranches are existing on 5-year leases right now. So they can't plan for the long term in terms of being there for another generation. The Park Service has said that they are going to be coming up with a plan to issue 20-year leases.
That new Ranch Comprehensive Management Plan is due to be finalized next year.
And in that plan, the Park Service will say what it intends to do with the ranches, issuing 20-year leases, allowing more flexibility in their operations, and managing the free-roaming elk.
It's likely to be a complicated and potentially controversial document, Hawks says, as it tries to solve two interlocking issues under the glare of intense public scrutiny.
It's going to have to figure out how to manage the elk so they're not impacting the ranching operations. And that involves keeping them off pasture land and also keeping the population from growing too large.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.